This is Impact School and I'm your host Lauren Tigner, and this podcast really is to help you build an online business, build your personal brand and just crush it, because let's be real, we just all want freedom in our lives, we want fulfillment, we want to do work that feels good to us. Well, if you don't want that, you're probably not in the right place. But that's what my people want, that's what you want, that's why you're listening to Impact School right now. And honestly, I have heard horror stories from people who have had such bad experiences with coaches in the past, whether they are fitness coaches, whether they are business coaches, whether they are mindset, spirituality, money, basketball, like all these different types of coaches. And so I really want to help you understand how you can find a coach who is best for you in no matter what area of your life it is. Whether it's a coach, whether it's a mentor, let's talk all about how you can find someone who is best for you, because there are always going to be different people out there who have different ways of doing things, some of which will be aligned with what you want to achieve and some of which won't be at all. And the thing is, right? I just really want to first start this out by saying that it really depends upon what you need. If your mind isn't in the right place, then no coach will help you, no matter what you need help in. If you need a mindset coach, then okay, maybe they might be able to help you, but even then, you need to have your mindset in the right place to know that you are in this to actually change something in your life. Because so often, I've given my friends free tips and free tricks. And for example, when I used to be a fitness coach, I would give them free workout plans and they just wouldn't go ahead and do it because they didn't financially commit to it. So I do actually think the financial commitment is super important because it means that you have some sort of skin in the game and it actually forces you into taking that action. And so that's obviously one thing, but similarly, they just ask for help and it's like, no, they aren't ready to actually commit to this. So if you're not ready to commit, then you're not coachable. And if you are ready, then you are coachable and you are committed to making things happen. And when and only when your mind is ready, when you are coachable and when you're committed, only then the right coach can help you get there. Now, if you have the wrong coach, then you might end up in the dumpster truck and you might actually end up worse off than when you started. But if you do your research, if you listen to this podcast episode, then you should be able to find someone who is good for you. So let's first start off by me saying what I kind of just said, you know, do a lot of research. You need to do a lot of research before investing in any sort of coach. So you don't just want to go onto the website or their sales page or anything like that, but you also want to go and ask them, hey, can you send me some of your previous clients, some of your previous students? And then watch those testimonial videos, read the reviews and look at the case studies and stuff, but don't just stop there. Also go and send a direct message or an email and somehow contact that client and all those clients and see, okay, how did this actually work? Did you enjoy it? What was your biggest outcome? Was there anything that you didn't like so much about it? Now remember, there are always going to be pros and cons to every different coach that you work with. Some coaches, yeah, some people will have an amazing experience and there will be nothing wrong with it. Whereas other people, they will have an amazing experience overall, but maybe they would have liked a little bit more one-on-one, or maybe they would have preferred if the coach had done this in a different way or something. And so when you actually go directly to the clients, then you can gather the feedback and hear what they truly have to say. And if you notice that all of the clients are kind of saying, oh, there was this one particular thing that they didn't like, you can then go back to the coach or the mentor who you were considering investing in and say, okay, so I actually have this concern. Let's say all the clients that you speak to say, oh, I just didn't like that there was only one group coaching call per week. I would have liked a one-on-one call. Let's just say it was that. Let's say everyone said that, or the majority of people said that, then you can go back to that coach or that mentor and say, by the way, I'm really looking for some one-on-one calls as well. Is that something that you include? And then obviously, if they say no, it turns out that they haven't changed their program based upon the feedback that they've had from their former clients, which means that they don't have the right program for you. So then you can know that moving forward, you can go and look for a coach who does some more one-on-one stuff. Let's just say that's what you were really wanting. Now, oftentimes, if the program is really good, then you won't necessarily need that one-on-one stuff. So for example, an example from me is like, I have the Impact Incubator where we don't jump on one-on-one calls. For sure, we do if a client really needs it, but they don't ever need it and they don't ever ask for it because we give them exactly what they need and kind of pre-handle that. You see? Whereas if you are someone who literally needs to be handhelded, you ask so many questions, you don't like being in groups with other people, you don't like bouncing back and forth ideas, you just want someone to tell you what to do, and you want a coach who you can kind of have a shoulder to cry on, then you would know in that case that maybe this program isn't best for you. So that's kind of just what I want to say there. But again, it has to be a stage where you are ready to be coached, you're ready to be coachable. So that's one thing. So going directly to the students is so incredibly important. I've made this mistake in the past where I've had one referral from somebody for a Facebook ads person. They told me they were amazing, and so I ended up investing in this person. It was over £4,000 per month. That didn't include ad spend, and unfortunately I didn't go ask any of his other clients, you know, how he was, whether he was good and everything. And he was really not good. He wasn't a good fit for me. Now, for sure, he may have been a good fit for the person who referred him to me, but for me, he was not good. And that's the thing about coaches and mentors. Different things are going to be good for different people, and different programs that the coach offers are going to be good for different people. Another personal example is that I have different levels of program depending on who you are. So if you're someone who's looking to start an online coaching business, then the Impact Incubator is not for you, because that's only for people who already have a business where they're already generating an income, because they're ready to, they already do this like pretty much full time. Even if it's a side hustle, it's like it's a big focus of theirs, you know? And they're already generating a good amount of income and they have experience with clients. Whereas if you don't already have experience working with clients one-on-one, then what you'll have heard me talk about in the episode of Impact School, where I was talking all about, you know, I was literally talking about the only business model for you, like whether you should start with ebooks, courses, blah, 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 all that stuff. Like, if you don't already have experience doing one-on-one coaching of some sort, then the incubator is going to be too high level for you. And so realize that, for sure, you need to firstly find the right coach, but not only do you need to find the right coach, but you also need to find the right program of this to make sure that it's one that's going to be best for you. But before you do any of this, honestly, I would just say consume their content for at least a month or two, implement what they're saying, make sure that you like their style of teaching. Say to them, hey, I mean, I've seen that you have all these different programs. Is it similar to how you do your content, like on your podcast and stuff? Because if people listen to Impact School podcast, I am far more step-by-step inside of my actual courses, right? In my courses, I also give out workbooks and I give out cheat sheets. That's the type of thing that I don't actually include here on the podcast, right? So my courses are much more like professional. I'm literally sat in my office and I'm giving you step-by-step plans, and there's no kind of like rambling, you know, how kind of like, I'm just like, yeah, like I am much more to the point in my courses. I want to take you from where you are now to where you want to be as fast as possible. And then there's workbooks to accompany your success. So rather than me just like explaining how to do something, I also give you supplementary material to facilitate that, and tons of other free bonuses to come alongside it as well. So that's in my courses. And then inside the incubator, you guys get 24/7 access and support to me on Slack. So Slack is like the business version of WhatsApp, pretty much. So we have group chats on there. We also do weekly group coaching calls. So these are all the different things which you need to understand, like, what are you gonna actually be getting? But not just that, what is the transformation that you're going to be achieving? So inside my program, Impact Your Online Business, people clearly know that the transformation that they're gonna get is that within 6 weeks, they're gonna be able to start online coaching and they're gonna have clients. That's like the Lauren Tignan promise that I kind of make to people when they sign up, right? Whereas when you're looking for a coach, you know, if these people don't have a clear outcome, that's something that you need to do research on. So you need to ask them, what am I going to actually like achieve from this? And if they can't give you an answer, then maybe it's not going to be best for you. If they maybe don't have a refund policy, again, that's something that you want to look out for. People who have a refund policy, they're confident about their program. So if there's no refund policy available, now obviously sometimes there may not be a refund policy available if it's like a promotion or something, that's understandable. But if there's no refund policy available, that's again when you kind of want to think like, oh, like, you know, what's happening here? Is there maybe a lack of confidence there? But I also think that it's really important to remember this one thing. Make sure you are also very unbiased when you are looking into what they're doing, right? So what I mean by this is like when you're asking their previous clients about their experience, one client may have had a really bad experience, right? But let's just say one client's had a really, really negative experience. You need to ask yourself, okay, has this client had a bad experience with the same method of coaching that I'm looking for? Is it the same program that I'm looking to join? How long ago was this bad experience? Has the coach that I'm speaking with actually changed a lot of things since they had this bad experience? Are all the other clients also saying that they had a bad experience? That type of thing. Because here's the thing, right? Some coaches, they may have a year ago not been anywhere near as good as they are right now. Just like you, they are growing, they are learning, they are evolving. And that's something very, very important that I want you to bear in mind. All coaches, you as well, if you're trying to build an online business, you're going to have bad reviews at some period of time. So remember, don't allow one bad review or two bad reviews to turn you off. Literally to turn you off then. So I heard Jay Bear, he came on the podcast before, talking about talk triggers. He was basically saying about how his book had this crazy like refund policy, basically, where if you didn't like the book for whatever reason, then you could send it back and get any book shipped to you, like any book, any other book. So it could be like a $500 book. So two people took him up on that refund policy so far. One of them said that the reason why they wanted a refund is basically because they thought that there weren't enough examples inside the book. So, okay, fair enough, not enough examples, then fine. He sent them out their other book of choice. It was like a $200 book or something, and off they went. Now, the other person who also asked for the refund, they said that there were too many examples in the book. You see? So this is why it's important to know who you are, know what you want. Just make sure that you like the coach's teaching style, that you've implemented what they've taught you already on their podcast, on their YouTube video, when consuming their content, and has it got results for you in the past? And if it has, then great, they probably are for you. If it has got them results, then go speak to some of their former clients. That's something that I massively recommend people do before they join any of my programs. Go to any of my sales pages, speak to any of the people. They are all real people on my pages who have all done my programs. Because that's another thing, you know, some people fabricate this type of thing. Like they literally fabricate testimonials, which is awful and it makes me so angry. But it's again why you need to go speak to these people directly, the people who are on the sales pages. So I'm just thinking about other things which are important before choosing a coach. And I honestly think it's just, you know, you realizing that it's going to be an investment, but you have to like invest now in order to get the returns in the future. When you're researching and when you're looking at finding a coach, don't be thinking, what's the cost of this? What is the cost? It's not a cost. It is an investment. There's a big difference between a cost and an investment. When you can set your mind up like that, then when you go into this, you realize, okay, it is going to be a lot of money that is going out of my bank account temporarily as I learn, as I grow, especially if it's a business coach, right? But I honestly think that like one of the things that I have seen so often is that one person will start slating a coach. I hate like this thing about slating people. It drives me crazy. I think there is enough success in the world for everybody. But just because one person has had one bad experience one time, remember that that's not always going to be the full story. That is never the full story. There is always far more to it. And so that's why you need to go into this with an unbiased mindset and just think, what do I want to get out of this coaching or this mentorship relationship? Is this going to be right for me? For sure, maybe it wasn't right for someone else, but maybe there are other bits that they haven't been telling me, like they weren't putting in the work, you know? Because it's a two-way thing, coaching, mentorship. It's not just on the coach if the experience hasn't gone well, for sure. Sometimes there are obviously scammers out there, and that is what I hate because it unfortunately puts a bad name on coaching and the coaching industry, which is something that we are all in because we love it and because we want to help people, right? But it's get an unbiased opinion. Like I said, when you're speaking to the clients that they've had before, say, were there any bits about it that you didn't like, that you would have liked changed? And actually, the cool thing about that is that, like, let's say the clients then get asked that, then it might get them thinking, oh yeah, that would have been nice if it had been changed. And hopefully then those clients will go and feed that back to the coach, because then the coach can grow and improve as long as they are a coach that is willing to. And if you get this feedback from the clients who then tell you before you sign up with the coach, they say, oh yeah, this was this one thing that I would have liked changed, like I mentioned earlier, you can literally say to the coach, like, oh, okay, is this something that you're willing to change? And if they are, then if that's something that you're after, then obviously that shows that, you know, the coach is willing to improve. But sometimes, for sure, it might not be something that they need to improve, or that it's just, again, been like just what a few people wanted, not everybody. So yeah, kind of just rambling now because I feel like I've beaten this to death. Make sure you've hit subscribe. It'd be really cool if you could share this on your story. Just take a screenshot, and, you know, this is, if you're a coach, sharing this is going to help you, because it's going to make your clients more likely to actually want to sign up and work with you, because it shows that you're not afraid of being vulnerable. Like, for example, me posting this, like, if I was worried about people, like my clients, like not being happy with their service, like, I wouldn't have posted this, you know? I want you to find the best coach for you, whether it's me, whether it's someone else, like, whatever. I mean, I am a business mentor. I'm going to help you build your online business. I am doing that actively through my podcast, through my YouTube, through my Instagram, and obviously my courses and my incubator program. But I want you to get your goal. If I'm a part of this through the podcast, if I'm just a part of it through the podcast, and you've never paid me any money, then fine. Like, I am happy. I just want you to get the best result. I literally want you to work with the person who's going to be able to get you the best results. So if you like actionable, and if you like step-by-step, and if you like being guided and hand-helded and literally told what to do and when to do it, then I am probably the business mentor for you. But if you would prefer it to kind of be more so left to your own devices, obviously that would be a business coaching situation where you're probably investing less, and it will take you longer to reach your goal. But if that's what you want, then I'm probably not the one for you, because I really guide my clients. And in the future, maybe I will do programs like that if that's what people want. But honestly, actually, no, I don't think I will. I kind of said that without thinking. I don't think I will, because I want to know that my clients are going to get the results, you know, because it's just, honestly, it's just not worth the hassle of putting out subpar things. Because I've done that in the past when I was first starting. I learned a ton from them, but it's more hassle than it's worth with refund requests. Literally, like, a year and a half ago, when I was first starting out with my online courses and business mentorship and stuff, I was by no means anywhere near as good as I am right now. But the way in which I was able to make sure that I didn't have all these tons of issues was that I told people, look, I'm just starting out, you can join, you're getting it at a heavily reduced rate, just as I learn, just as I grow, just as I evolve. And that was awesome, because it meant that I could actively gather feedback from people and really grow with them. So if you're just starting out, that's perhaps something that you could do as a coach, just to make sure that if people join and they expect all these things and you aren't able to deliver to them, they're not going to be disappointed and give you a really bad review. So that was kind of on a bit of a tangent there. But in order to find the best coach for you, it really is just about you doing your due diligence, you doing your research, and keeping an open mind and realizing that just because one person didn't have an amazing experience doesn't mean that you should just totally shove it to the back of your mind, because for all you know, there could have been far more to the story which that person has not spoken about. So that's everything for today. Make sure to hit subscribe. I'd love it if you share this on your story. Tag me @LaurenTechna, and I'll see you in the next episode of Impact School. Bye.